I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
On Steve Harvey, just for a moment, just so I can get this off my chest. I mean, if you're hosting 19 things during the day, you're bound to get some things messed up, and then you're bound to have some problems in your personal life, at least with your interpersonal relationships with friends. Not forget strangers. I mean, you're not hanging around with any strangers. I mean, how the hell do you keep all the hours in the day? I mean, how do you understand what day of the month it is,
just
let alone
right
day
now,
of the week?
Just right now, he's hosting. This is just now, not... I'm not, this would be a great...
He's hosting all these things currently, which you're about to read off.
This would be a great 8 lifetimes for me.
Okay.
Okay, this is just what he's doing now. Not what he was doing 10 years ago, 15 years ago. He's hosting the Steve Harvey Morning Show. So we're competing with Steve Harvey right now.
He's hosting a morning show on radio.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, you thought he'd sleep in?
Okay.
Family feuds, celebrity family feuds. He's got both of those.
Two of them.
So what is the normal family feud considered non-celebrity? The Miss Universe competition, Family Feud Africa.
Okay.
Family Feud Africa.
Okay, that's 5.
the arbitration-based court comedy Judge Steve Harvey.
That's it?
That's it?
He's got 6 things.
Yeah, right now.
What do you do on the 7th day?
Miss Universe is he rests. Miss Universe is once a year, right?
Yes.
Okay, so he hosts 5 things currently.
He's probably showing up 2 minutes before airtime on that one.
Well, that's the one where he read the wrong name, remember, a few years
that's
ago.
That's why he's showing up now 5 minutes before airtime.
Yeah, he's got to get there early to prep.
And that's a lot.
How many other countries is he going to do Family Feud?
Family Feud Canada?
He's going to be
everywhere. Family Feud Norway.
Well, they won't let him in the country in Canada right now.
No, they won't.
I'm just saying, there's a lot of countries out there, and if he's going to corner the market on this.
Family Feud Finland.
I'd say Australia. That'd be another tough one to get in.
That's a little bit of a difficult one. Mm. What about New Zealand? Can we do New Zealand?
I don't know.
Family Feud Vietnam. Family Feud North Korea.
I did watch the show, and I have to say, not a lot of heavy lifting on this one. Like, I don't have to go to the reviews and make sure I got the plot.
What, Judge Steve Harvey?
Yeah. It's not that I have to go back and, you know, really assess what I was watching.
You don't have to watch it in synchronicity.
This is what, I'm not going
to
like this.
No, and I don't have to go to Alan Dershowitz's homepage to make sure the right verdicts were rendered.
Good pull. Yeah, there you go. All right. This is the problem I got. Is you just read it, describe it the way you described it there, the judge show. The whole thing you just said about the judge show.
That it's carefree watching.
No. What the actual thing was. Comedy? What did it say?
Arbitration-based comedy?
Arbitration-based comedy.
Yes.
This is what I don't like. All right. Like Judge Judy. Judge Judy, tough. All that stuff. Mm-hmm. And there are lots of clips of her reacting to the plaintiffs and the defendants.
That's arbitration-based thriller.
Yeah, right? There you go.
She made like $50 million a year.
She made $44 million a year on that thing. She made more than Roger Goodell.
Who is
Everybody
watching?
Everybody hates Roger Goodell. Everybody loves Judge Judy.
I thought everybody cut the cable. Apparently not.
Nope. So, you don't... Man,
those are real witnesses and real people.
You guys got to understand, elder care facilities and stuff like that, they have to have cable. It's simple. You go up and down the dial. That's the way it works.
I know some people are busy during the afternoon, but... Noon in some bars in Parma.
Yeah. Yep.
Judge Judy's
on. Can you imagine for every one of
there are still people of the generation of 3, 5, and 8 with us.
For every one of our circle of friends that cut the cable.
Yeah.
Cut the cord.
Yeah.
Do you realize the guy over at the cable company goes, okay, I got to go double the price over at that facility.
Yep.
Because they got to have their Wapner, their Judge Judy, their divorce court.
And they go, at some point, they're going to get rid of it. They go, no, the state eventually pays for them. Trust me. Here we go. Let's do $49.99, $69.99. No one's going to notice. So anyway, what I don't like is, what is it just going to be? Is he just going to be ripping the people that show up on the show? Are they just going to show up on the show to be ripped? Is that like Judge Wapner was real justice? That's what people liked about the People's Court. That's why it was the People's Court. This, we've just become a bastardization of the People's Court. Like Judge Joe Brown told it like it was. Obviously, Judge Judy, whatever. Do we really need Judge Steve Harvey? Do we need to do that?
Just watch at least again, one episode.
I think
Ken.
He'd be sucked in. Why? Watch
one episode. You will love the comedy that's involved in these cases.
He's so good off his fees, quick.
I'd hope he would be. He's a comedian.
I would think he'd be prepping for his next show while he's on that show.
Like, I don't say, it's not like he's not talented. He is extremely talented. That's why he's hosting five shows at once right now. He's great. It's not like Rob Riggle's a comedic actor. Yeah. He needs a script. He needs to carry it out. He's not going to do crowd work. Steve Harvey is a brilliantly talented individual who can do crowd work. That's fine. My whole case is these are supposed to be things that I go, hey, you know, this guy's got a point over here. I mean, she did live with him, and then she sold his car. Like, I'm supposed to want somebody to win, a defendant or a plaintiff. Not just, all right, let's sit here until Steve Harvey's had enough and he decides to rip everybody.
You've made a good case, Ken. You know who can decide if you're right?
Judge Steve Harvey.
It's going to be great when on Judge Steve Harvey on the television show, he's going to be like, I recognize you. Oh, you guys were on my Family Feud show. Oh, okay. And he won't know how to actually go about doing the show. He's going to have a face-off to start off. And it's like, no, that's the other show.
Surveyed 100 defendants, top five answers on the board.
We should just do fan court and just have you and me decide plaintiffs, defendants, whatever, on the air. It's the same thing.
Okay, but is it over their sports arguments or their memorabilia, or how do you want to do that?
Memorabilia is a good thing. I mean, if you open up a garage or something like that and then there's an argument about that, or you know, sports arguments is a little too cheesy. I want real, like, okay, you sign this, and Ken and Anthony decide, and you got to do it. This is a legal document. Don't they do that on? Did they do that on People's Court?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, whatever the judge decides, absolutely, you actually got to do it. He's not a real judge. Doesn't matter.
We got
a
hit show.
Was a real judge.
We
right?
got a hit show on our hands. But you know, the problem is, if it gets picked up for season two, they're going to go after Steve Harvey. He's just going to host it.
That's fine. I get season one out of it.
We've had Steve Harvey on this show.
He was on a yacht, I believe.
We'd be like the original Aunt Viv. And then they move on to somebody else. We'd have a problem, and then yes, we just bitch out Steve Harvey for the rest of
it. Who was the guy with Ryan Seacrest on the first season of American Idol?
Can't tell you, but he made a lot of money from that season.
Brian Dunkelman.
I think it was Dunkelman.
I've had this theory for like 3-5 years now that all of television will eventually be hosted. All of network television will eventually be hosted by three people.
Mm-hmm.
Snoop, mm-hmm, Steve Harvey, Ryan Seacrest. That is it.
See, I thought Seacrest...
And eventually David Venable, when they eventually move him into different realms other than QVC.
Watch out
in the kitchen with David.
I'm just going to tell you right now, watch out for Tamron Hall. She's up and coming.
I don't think so.
Feel good show.
No.
Watch a lot of daytime show. A lot of daytime TV lately.
Boy, I didn't think we'd get here from the Blink McDowell, but here we are.
This is where it was always going to go.
Yeah. Should have known that by now. But yeah, that's a that's an unfortunate thing, and the Browns will probably move on.
From Steve Harvey?
No, from Malik McDowell.
I was like, what?
I'm sure if Steve Harvey came to the facility next year during the training camp, they would probably welcome him in. They let Brad Paisley come in. Brad Paisley didn't know who the hell anybody was, but they were, he's a big Browns fan. If Joel Bitonio went and gave Brad Paisley his mail, would he know who Joel Bitonio is?
No.
God, that really, of all the things that really irked me, I don't know why that irked me so much. Like, oh, you're a big Browns fan, huh? That guy's an all-pro. What's his name? Tell me what, like, I feel like Daryl from The Office talking to Michael. What's his name? That's an all-pro right there. The guy with the beard. He's in local car commercials doing a shuffle. What's
it's
that
man's
name?
A pretty good shuffle.
I know you sing country music. I know you're married to the daughter from Father of the Bride.
Mm-hmm.
What's his name? You say you're a Browns fan. What's that man's name?
Well, what's that going to prove, Ken? You know, they also brought
in... not a real Browns fan.
They also brought in Art Briles to camp 1 year.
About last night, coming up next on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.